Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No idea when Dev starts on this.
Oh, me neither. Is it now?
It can't be now. There's no way. Wait, it's coming up. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Places. Places.
The history of film. That a hooey when the lights go dim. From James Cagney to Nosferatu and stunts that shock you. And all the dirty studios made. From Wings to Top Gun, movie stars and no ones. We're manic, crazy fans that leave no real a ton. Hollywood is still from history in Hollywood. They chase the Oscar, but it's all a sham, just like Shaq and Kazam. All your dreams can come true. History, the history of film. All of it made for you.
And we're back.
Hell yeah.
With film history.
The history of film. It's like we never left.
It's like we never left, y'all. We're right back in the saddle. I'm back.
I like this my new seat a lot better. I'm so relaxed. I have a
You look relaxed.
I have back support here.
I can tell how supported your back is.
Yeah, thank you.
I feel it.
I can. I got the ones and twos right here.
You got the ones and twos. Up next, The Doors. We're going to play some Doors tonight.
Man, I haven't had to adjust the ones and twos in so long.
Are you messing with the gains and the ones and twos? Swole.
I think it's fine. I think everything's
DJ
fine.
DJ Drake.
Was I peaking? I was probably just too loud.
No, it's everything's fine. I'll just in post.
I don't remember what this show is called or what
the
it's about. The
show has never been mixed well, and it never will be mixed well.
Fuck that shit.
We have a like outlet for a headphone jack right there. Listening to this as we're recording it to check levels.
Nick tried that one time because he's like a real audio guy. He came over here and he plugged it in and it didn't work. And I was like, that's what you get for letting your heart win, brother.
Oh my goodness. The podcast won't let you do that. You know, this show is it's off the rails.
Too fast and loose.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Too fast and loose here.
You're trying to catch a train.
One of these days, we're going to get a sponsor. And then when we do, we're going to get some real equipment in our studio time.
Yeah. When they pay for it,
it's going to be awesome, guys.
Hell yeah.
When the people pay. Not the listeners, the man.
This is part four of Marilyn Monroe, in case you forgot.
I did.
I know.
Who is she?
Who
is she?
It's been as long since the last episode as it has been her death. You know what I'm saying? When she was killed by JFK.
What?
Himself with a sniper rifle.
What?
What? Huh? You know JFK killed her.
Yeah.
But speaking of...
Oh, Dev, I learned I'm an expert shot. I learned that since we've been gone.
That's right.
Since we've been gone.
You're an expert shot? Did you actually shoot a gun?
No, I shot a BB gun,
It
was like the same
thing.
That
doesn't count.
But we're gonna take him.
Played with a toy?
Yeah.
Okay. I played with a toy.
That was really good. That was so good of that toy, dude.
You shoot a gun, you played with a toy.
Dude, call me Lee Harvey Oswald the way
out.
I never miss.
You'll shoot your eye out.
Yeah, in January we'll go. I'm going to go shooting for the first time with my dad and over Christmas, and then... Yeah. When I get back, we'll go.
I'm
going to
go in November. I think I'm going to go to either Nevada or Arizona, but I'm going to go.
Yeah. You got to leave state to shoot a gun? What kind of gun?
Well,
you
I'm going to go to a range and where it's legal. I'll probably rent a gun.
Dude, guns are legal in Orange County. There's no laws in Orange County.
I have my concealed carry, so I'm legal to open carry and concealed carry in certain states. I can't in California.
That's a license to kill, brother.
Not in California. I can't do anything in California. I don't even have my guns
in
California.
Dude, if you go to the OC, they'll let you shoot a man just to watch him bleed.
Yeah, the OC loves shooting. Yeah. For Christmas, I will be in Guantanamo Bay.
James isn't going to be in Guantanamo. James is going to be in a Russian bathhouse because he would have defected to the side of evil.
I'll be waiting for Santa Claus. Part four, Marilyn Monroe on film history, the history of film. Maybe more needed now than ever. A last we left our hero.
Please, for the yes. love of God, what is happening?
Last
on the show?
We left Marilyn Monroe. In 1946, Marilyn Monroe signed her first studio contract with Fox. She started her career with B-movies like Dangerous Years and Scootahoo, Scootahay. Often playing... Often playing the dumb blonde whore character.
is the W word necessary on that?
That was on the credits.
On the... Dumb whore.
Whore.
You got really hit.
Yeah, it was. W-H. It was in all the credits. She played Whores. Dumb blonde whore number Whores. Two. Whores. Fox enrolled Monroe into the Actors Laboratory Theater, Who? Where she discovered her passion for real acting. You remember in this now? Is it all coming back?
No.
Not yet.
I don't know what show this is, dude.
Yeah. No, I mean, I remember most of it.
Yeah, but you've been sober for like 2 years.
That's very funny.
Your memory is pristine. Our memory is day to day.
I haven't been sober since we ended the show, dude.
Our memory is like a goldfish. Yeah.
My mind is a picnic table, Dev.
Yeah, my mind is
a picnic table, and it is
my
a sunder.
My mind is a picnic table.
What does a sunder mean? Because I say it all the time, and I have no idea what I'm saying.
You're spot on. It's like a mess.
My mind is asunder, yeah.
Yeah, asunder is like strode.
Okay, cool.
You know,
so? Strode. I say it every day on stream and I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, you're right.
That's actually even better, though, to just be funny to start saying stuff that you have no idea what it means to say out of context.
As far as my viewers know, I'm illiterate. Like, I just...
I'm a little illiterate. Fox wasn't impressed by 1947, so they let Marilyn go from her contract, citing her as too shy and insecure and not enough of a dumb blonde whore.
What?
So, yeah.
Just in the official documentation.
Yeah, in the official documentation, it said not enough of a dumb blonde whore. She's too shy. Basically.
Like, hey, yo, get out of here.
And that's when she said, listen, Mr. Hollywood, I'll show you, dumb blonde whore.
I'll be dumber and hoarier and blonder.
I'll fuck the lot of you. I'll fuck the lot of you, I tell you.
She's Irish now.
Yeah, aye. I'll fuck y'all. So,
is this Liam Neeson?
So, yeah, I've got a certain set of skills.
And now, a new interpretation of the life of Marilyn Monroe.
I've got a specific set of skills that would make me a nightmare for men like you. So she gets cut from her.
I don't know what this pussy will do.
She gets cut from. By the way, he didn't save any of those other girls. He was like, Liam Neeson's busting through doors and taken, and he is seeing women like strung out on drugs, handcuffed to bed, and he's like, "You're not my daughter. Fuck you!" Like, slam the door. He was sending in men to fuck them while he was going down the hall. He's like, "Well, that's not my daughter. You can fuck her to death for all I care."
So long since I've seen Taken,
dude. Watch it again. You'll be like, "Wow!" Like,
nobody.
He might as well have fucked one of them. You know. So she returned to modeling. And she also returned to another passion of hers, drugs and alcohol.
Hell yeah.
So, hell yeah. Yeah, brother.
She did find what she was looking for.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Put a guitar riff right
you
there.
You know what helps you become a dumb blonde whore?
Drugs and alcohol. That should be a commercial for drugs and alcohol. Do you want to be a dumb blonde whore?
I mean, they're not mutually exclusive. You can be a dumb blonde whore without it, but it's not going to be nearly as fun.
It's a lot easier.
It's easier to be. And, you know, it gives yourself an excuse.
Yeah, you're greasing
you
up.
You blame it on the drugs and the alcohol, you know?
Blame it on the alcohol.
What really is going to suck is when you do get sober, if you don't die.
Hopefully you
do. You'll realize just that you're just a dumb blonde whore.
Yeah. Then the clouds clear and you see what really happened.
But acceptance. Yeah.
But
acceptance is the key.
Not for her.
That's why you never clear the cloud.
That's right. Yeah, never.
And then
once you start, you can never stop.
Yeah, because then the accumulated hangover will kill you.
Exactly, yeah.
Luckily for her, the drugs did not ever clear. She never saw that part. But the drugs did make her into an artist. She continued to network, gain attention.
I'm an artist, baby.
I'm an artist.
I'm a star.
And if you remember, she befriended gossip columnist Sidney Skolsky, and started fucking a very old Fox executive, Joseph M. Shank. You remember that whole
yeah,
thing? She was fucking
the
70-year-old? Nah.
I vaguely remember.
Nah, they didn't get married. He just filled her with his like old dusty semen and you know, made her a star.
Look, say what you say, you know, it's probably not most appropriate in that for money. But motherfucker, 70 years old and blasting off loads, that's impressive.
That's impressive.
Before
Blue Chew?
Before Blue Chew.
Blue
Chew
sponsor us, god damn it.
Yep.
I'm just yelling into the void. Yep.
No. Somebody from Blue Chew will stumble upon our episodes. We need to make a Blue Chew compilation. That's really what we need to do.
Send it to Blue Chew.
And just put it, just tag them in it. And just they're going to be like, who the fuck are these guys? Tag and then start listening and love us. And then, you know.
Who? I mean, we've been advertising them real good, all right?
You know who else I want to bring on? It's Fleshlight. They're great advertising together because you could Blue Chew with a Fleshlight.
Oh, my God.
Like, you don't even need. They're complimentary products.
All we need is Astroglide after that.
You don't need nobody else. You don't need to leave your house.
You don't need nobody.
All you got to do is sit back, pop in your Blue Chew, get your Fleshlight, and turn on an episode of Film History, the history of film.
And you don't need nobody but us.
Blue Chew, Fleshlight, and BetterHelp.
That's right. Yeah, I better help you with the Fleshlight while you jerk your dick. You know what I'm saying? Anyway,
are you from the quiet dirt?
Are you
better
from
help.
The quiet dirt? We can get you a quiet dirt style.
We can get you a quiet dirt nap, or we can get you better help. Which one would you rather? What would you rather?
Cheers to that.
Dude, I need another drink.
Mm-hmm. What would you rather?
Are you doing another shot?
No. Well, I mean, no.
There was a lot of layers to that. There was a lot of turns.
He's like, no, absolutely not.
No, maybe. No, yes, no. Joseph M. Shank, very old Fox exec. She's fucking this guy. 70 years old.
He's still alive?
Is my man.
70 years old in 1947.
He would only be 150 now. Yeah, he's still kicking it. These guys never die. They are reptiles.
Ask a better question. Is anybody from 1947 still alive?
The Hague keeps him alive, brother.
The Hague.
There's like 8 World War II veterans that are still kicking, and that's it.
Yeah, man.
One of them was a Nazi that Canada
celebrates.
Did
you guys hear about the Nazi and Canadian Congress?
Yes. We have to talk about Marilyn Monroe. We have to talk about Marilyn Monroe.
All right, we'll
talk about the Nazi afterwards.
Nazi Trudeau or Marilyn Monroe?
My man.
All right.
He is Castro's son, anyway. After he fills Marilyn Monroe with his old dusty semen, he recommended her to Harry Cohen, the head executive of Columbia Pictures. She signed with Columbia in 1948, had her hair bleached blonde at the old Max Factor building.
Is this still one, are we?
Yep.
Cool.
And received coaching from Natasha Lites. Sue Monroe caught the attention of Johnny Hyde, the president of William Morris Agency. And if you remember William Morris Agency, there was William Morris Agency, and then Endeavor came along. Then they merged about 2010-ish and became William Morris Endeavor.
Right.
But back in the day, there were only William Morris Agency. We'll do an episode about them one day. They used to, they repped vaudeville people in like the 1800s.
Whoa.
William Morris Agency is old.
There were
old.
Agencies in the vaudevillian days?
Yeah. They were different.
By the way, this recap is only for us because, like, most normal people would just go back and listen to a previous episode, which is what we should have done before this. So I didn't think about it either until, like, right now in this moment. But, I mean,
that's okay.
I think that's very funny that, you know, in the future, all you guys listening out there, go listen to the other episodes. Just go give them a quick listen.
And then you
can
skip this recap.
Yeah.
You can skip this recap if you need to.
Yeah.
Sue Monroe caught the attention of Johnny Hyde, vice president at William Morris Agency, who she also banged the fucking dust off of. He was also old. She also fucked this guy half to death. He signed her.
Which also sounds awesome.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
I'm fucked half to death.
Half to death. How do you...
What is being fucked to death?
Yeah, what is that comedian?
Like?
He's like, the only way to tell you fuck someone, or you beat someone half to death, you gotta beat him to death. And take half of that. It's like a Seinfeld thing. Some shit.
That was
Seinfeld?
No, I don't think so.
That's Seinfeld.
You gotta beat him to death.
Could you imagine
UFO.
Seinfeld talking about beating somebody to death?
You gotta beat him half to death.
You gotta beat him all the way to death.
All the way to death.
And then take off back.
That's the only way to know. That's the only way to know. And then Kramer bursts through the door. He's like, Jerry, I just beat a man half to death. I just said the N-word at the Laugh Factory.
They should call it beating a man to death with a refund.
50% off. Half to death. Half to
death. Clearance on emergency room 4. Half to death.
Half to death. I don't know. He just gets more and more. I don't know. All right, so Hyde signs
strapped
her
to a fucking chair like this was the best.
I don't know. So this guy signs her to William Morris Agency, and in 1950, she got roles in The Asphalt Jungle and All About Eve.
Love All About Eve.
Me too, brother.
It's great. It's
me too.
Such a great movie.
Such a good Air Five. Fucking Air Five, because we're 5 feet away from each other.
I'll lean in.
Now look, hey. I love you guys. I love you guys, man. I missed you.
I missed you too.
I did not think I was going to see you again. I thought I was like, we've lost James.
You thought I was
he might do back. This remote, but it seems like he's just disappeared
never
in Europe.
Never come back.
You thought I was going to go to a Turkish prison. So she does All About Eve.
She is great in All About Eve.
She's incredible in All About Eve. Like, she is incredible. The movie's amazing. We'll probably do an episode about that movie one day.
I love that movie.
If no one has seen, if you haven't seen All About Eve out there, go watch it right now.
If I've seen a movie made before Inception, you got to see it.
Yeah, like, Drake has seen a movie. I finally watched Tenet. I watched it on a plane.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah.
Very good.
On the transatlantic flight.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, I did. I had 10 hours to spare, so I was
Tenet's like... Tenet's underrated. Oh, but also...
I had 10 hours to spare, and I still didn't finish Tenet. Hey!
Oh, so we never talked about it. What did you think of Oppenheimer?
Okay. 88 out of 100.
Really?
88 out of
100. Whoa, crazy.
They...
I think objectively it's his best movie. It's not my favorite.
No.
But I think it is his best.
No. I disagree with that.
Okay.
But you can't show me an atom bomb and then a court case.
Oh, I love the court case.
The court case was
so
cool.
Much. That was my favorite part of the movie.
Let's do an extra episode on Oppenheimer. Let's do a fucking... Right. By the way, I hope everyone went and listened to our nuclear episode about that movie, about the atom bomb. I don't remember the name of it. That was like a year ago.
The Beginning and Tomorrow?
The Beginning or the End.
That was it.
Yeah.
The Beginning and Tomorrow.
The Beginning and Tomorrow, Oppenheimer, Barbie.
I like that era of Barbenheimer. It made
that
having
was awesome.
Having everyone be excited about movies again made me excited.
Dude,
that's all I really cared about. I was like, people are talking about this. Everybody's offering their own opinions.
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious that Barbenheimer like freaked out a bunch of dudes that are dumb. That was very entertaining to watch. Like, how dare there be a movie from a female point of view? Fuck that! Like, it's like.
It wasn't even anti-man. It was
it's even so much more like, why does one person's perspective or point of view need to be like the only or dominant or the valid and just like
here's the thing?
Doesn't make any sense.
Look,
to
I love
me.
A good court scene. I do. I you know me. I love a court.
Yeah.
I think my thing was like, okay, we get it. Like he we get it. He wasn't wrong. He wasn't right. And
I thought the court scene was more stressful than the atom bomb.
Man.
That was more stressful. Really quick.
I was also on a lot of edibles.
Okay. Really quick. How often do you guys think about the Roman Empire?
kind of often. Why?
That's crazy. I never thought about the Roman Empire.
But I think about
trend.
History all the time.
I was actually just at a theater that was created in the Roman Empire.
You were like there.
Well, I was in Lyon. I'm just saying.
I think it's absurd. Anyway.
I just went and watched the latest, what's it called? Poirot detective movie. What's that shit called? A Haunting of Venice. Amazing. A Haunting in Venice. Everyone go watch it. It is Kenneth Branagh. He directs and stars in it as Perot. Do you know about these? Did you watch like the Orient Express?
I don't know what any of these words are.
Okay. There was...
Murder on the Orient Express?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I
saw that shit.
Yeah.
This was all from... what's her name?
The Polar Express with Tom Hanks.
I also saw that, dude.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of like that movie.
I love that movie.
I love it too, man.
Give me the Uncanny Valley.
Yes. Yeah, me too. It's creepy as fuck. That's one reason why I love it. Yeah. These are Agatha Christie novels.
You're making words up again.
These are Agatha Christie novels. Like, and then there
she's
was
a
two,
writer. Remember when those they do those things called
before
books?
AI? Before AI, yeah. She was a writer, and she created these mystery novels with Poirot, this detective, this French detective. He's the greatest detective in the world. He's like a Sherlock Holmes type of character, and it's always the same shit where he goes to a house. And people start getting murdered, and no one knows who's doing it. And they're all like, which one of you motherfuckers is Clue? You know, like, she created, yeah. There is a new one out. It's very good. A Haunting in Venice. It's amazing. Go see it. But the reason I brought that up is because went and saw that movie, and the trailers before the movie were fucking back, baby. Mm. Like, I saw one Marvel trailer and 10 fucking incredible looking original films.
Dune, baby.
Dude, like, it is, we are back. There are original scripts coming out. There are films that are completely unique now. She gets repped to William Morris Agency. I think I've said that 4 times now. she bangs the dust off of him.
Still Winari.
She does All About Eve, which launched her career. And after All About Eve, old Johnny Hyde negotiated a contract with 20th Century Fox for Monroe in 1950.
Mm-hmm.
He then immediately died of a heart attack.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Coincidence? I think not.
I think she fucked him to death.
Fucked him to death.
Hell yeah. Fucked him to death. Hell yeah. What a way to go, baby.
We're going to fuck him to death.
Yeah, let's fuck him.
That is the way to go. Yeah. Honestly, like, do you want any other way? I feel like it's worse. And you're like with somebody you like, care about, at least are attracted to and have fun with, and you're fucking, and you go out in the middle climax, like, that's peak fucking, like, White Rabbit when it peaks. That's like Zen of the universe, man.
And also, you're fucking Marilyn Monroe. It's time to die.
That is why you die.
It's like, if
it's like you can't,
there's nothing left.
The cells in your body go, oh, well, I guess we're done living now because we've accomplished everything that there is to accomplish.
God plucked him up out of that bed. God was like,
your
hey,
life
bud.
Was like, I don't need, my mission here on earth is done. I don't need to spend time in this body
there
anymore.
There is nothing left for me to do here.
You, or maybe you just became so enlightened that he ascended to the heavens like Buddha. And she just has that effect on people.
Yeah.
You don't know.
His soul came out of his dick.
She's like, I killed another one.
I killed it. Sorry.
Another one.
Another one.
Another one.
Sorry. And then JFK killed her. Yeah. Anyway, so while at Fox, Monroe upped the ante with the drugs. Uppers, downers, laughers, screamers. Mm-hmm. She was really doing it. In 1951, she was named Miss Cheesecake of 1951.
What?
Yeah, you remember that.
No.
No, you don't remember that. She was named Miss Cheesecake in 1951.
How would I remember something from 1951?
Well, no, this was...
Oh, when are we?
We're still...
That's right.
I didn't mean like, no, Drake, you remember when she was named Miss Cheesecake in 1951? You remember reading the newspaper about it? Monroe had relationships with Elia Kazan. You might remember him from the Marlon Brando episode. Yul Brynner. The old actor who wouldn't let anyone steal his scenes. She had relationships with Peter Lawford, who was part of the Rat Pack.
Right.
And Joe DiMaggio, the baseball player.
From the song.
His big throbbing baseball bat. That's right, from the song. Jumpin' Joe DiMaggio.
What? No, I was talking about the We Didn't Start the Fire. Joe DiMaggio.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So there was a song before that.
Right, yeah.
Dude, Joe DiMaggio.
Before AI.
Making cameos.
Man, bro, he's mentioning songs more than the Kardashians.
There's the cameos, dude.
More than Elon Musk. Yeah, Joe was everywhere, baby, including in Marilyn Monroe. But that brings us up to speed a little. We are now in 1952.
Okay.
And to go to our next section to tell you what else is going on in 1952, we'll do a little When are we?
This
is going to be a 3-hour episode. Welcome back to the cast.
I mean, I can cut most of the last we left our hero.
Yeah, you can cut the recap. Maybe the recap goes on social and stuff.
I mean, I'll still recap, but we've done 5 minutes of recap and then... An hour about
Bono. We've been at it for an hour.
So. Holy shit, we haven't even gotten into the episode yet.
I know.
Most of it's about Bono.
This is a Bono podcast now.
I opened an energy drink.
In 1952, we still had old hairy ass Truman in office. Shout out to our boy Wesley for saying he will forever call Harry hairy ass Truman, hairy ass Truman.
Shout out, who's Wesley?
Wesley, he put a comment. Yeah, Wesley Snipes.
Okay.
Shout out to Wesley Snipes. Shout out to Val Kilmer's divorce.
Shout out to all of our fans for sticking with us because like we haven't even been active in anything. I apologize if we said we're going to respond and retweet stuff and stuff for Twitter and Insta, but you know.
On what?
I don't know. People would send messages and comment on stuff, and I try to get back, but I drop the ball and like I just
what platform?
I know Twitter, but probably Insta too.
I've never heard of Twitter, dude. What?
Oh,
X.
Yeah. Oh, okay, all right.
My bad. And I'm the Elon fan. I was like, whatever. Right.
I deleted mine.
X, dude. It's fucking. It's
I do like X, but like, don't you think if I said X initially, you would have given me shit?
Like, what? Twitter forever, I would have. Yeah, it was a lose-lose situation for you. Yeah. I was gonna troll you no matter what you said.
You can't win here, brother.
Thanks, Elon.
Thanks a lot, Elon. But this was also election year, 1952. So whole old hairy ass Truman is finally out, and President Dwight Big Dick Eisenhower is coming in as number 34. The Korean War wages on.
34.
Yeah, man.
Where were we at? 46?
What was Trump? He was 40.
He was 45.
45.
Yeah.
How dare you? You better remember that number.
We robbed for the 45 over here.
Biden, number 45, motherfucker.
Biden is number 46, the age that he was 100 years ago. The headquarters of the...
the U.S. with the Constitution.
I remember when we signed the Constitution.
I was with old Corn Pop when we signed the Constitution. I didn't let no black men around, but Corn Pop was a difference.
When I was in North Carolina, we fought for the South. I mean, we fought for the North. It was. I'm so confused right now.
I did not like fighting the Union, but I had to.
I did not have sexual intercourse with that Confederate.
I only fought for the South until they were losing. And then I switched sides.
Obama was the cleanest black man I ever met. He actually said that.
He is.
He did say that.
He is like one stutter away from dropping the N-bomb.
Where is he from?
And you guys know this.
I don't fucking know. Hell.
Is he from Kenya?
From where?
Is Biden from Kenya?
Kakada? He's from Trudeau country? No, I don't know.
I thought he was South Carolina or North Carolina. I mean, he might be like...
They all grow them in the same test tube.
He's Delawarean, I think.
Delaware, maybe? Yeah.
Oh, I think he's from Delaware.
That does sound from...
They all grow them in the same test tube in the lab, in the bottom of the White House. And then they just pump out a new president, you know. We got a new one. Put him in. Put him in, Joe.
Put me in, Coach.
Put me in, Coach. Jumping Joe DiMaggio. Jumping Joe Biden. Joe DiMaggio. We didn't start the fire, but Biden did. All right. The headquarters.
Man's first fire.
I remember when we created fire. Corn Pop was there.
Joe Biden's going to choke him to death on a live bean. Look at him. Went down the wrong pipe.
Corn Pop. I was there when Corn Pop Hunter's admitted fire.
Too busy railing lines off of some horse tits in the fucking bathroom.
I got to read that book.
What book?
Hunter Biden has a book.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Dude. Hunter Biden has a book.
Can we license that for a movie? Can we be the guys?
I hope so.
Hunter Biden's book into his movie?
Yes. I got guys who will option it.
This will be the new Wolf of Wall Street.
All right, fuck getting rid of the Patreon. Let's do a Patreon on Hunter Biden's book. We'll read it to you and discuss.
We'll go into detail about how fat that cock is.
It's fat. Spoiler alert. If you haven't read the book yet. Chapter 1, My Fat Cock. My father gave me a fat dick.
Oh, yeah. Does that mean Joe's dick's big, too?
Yeah, man. Joe's got a hog, dude. That's why he can't think straight. All the blood's going down there. You know Biden's got a big dick. He's got BDE, brother. You can't talk about corn pop if you ain't got a dick in your pants. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I think he's the opposite. I think he's making up for a small dick. That's why he's been so racist until he became vice president.
All right. Okay. Presidential dicks. Who had the swinging one?
Probably Johnson, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's where the thing comes from.
Johnson. Johnson did have a big dick. Obama definitely's got a big dick.
He would just whip it out and show reporters in the men's room. He caught a Johnson Jr.
That's why Dick Cheney should have been president. Big Dick Cheney.
He had a small one.
No, big.
Really?
Big Dick Cheney? His nickname in college was Big Dick Cheney.
What if...
Because Dick Cheney used to...
You gotta have a big dick when you can shoot somebody in the face and they apologize.
Yeah, Dick, like, so that's, Dick Cheney...
That's you, big dick energy.
Yeah.
In college, Dick Cheney used to model nude for the art students, and they called him Big Dick Cheney around campus.
Excuse me, I have to see one of these art pieces and hang them in my home. I want Dick Cheney's dick.
Now, you know who's got a little pecker, but good old W. W's got that little, cowboy.
He gives me small penis energy.
He's painting.
He gives
now.
Me small penis energy. Dude, especially
war
like,
criminal, just
if,
like painting.
If he had a big
away.
Dick, that painting of his feet in the bathtub would have included his dick. You know what I'm saying?
And I think Clinton's got like a prosthetic dick at this point. Like, Clinton's that man's got, been through so much the twang of all shapes, sizes, ages, and ethnicities. That,
I think Clinton's got an average sized dick. I think he's got, like, it's not big, it's not small.
Whatever dick he had has fallen off at this point, and he has to have a mechanical pumping one just to...
Drake, are you looking for a picture of Bill Clinton's dick?
I'm looking for my phone, because there are pictures of Dick Cheney's cock.
Oh, man. Oof. Well, you have to send me this after the podcast. I'll find it later,
yeah.
All right, so 1952. The headquarters of the United Nations was officially opened in New York City. Winston Churchill was re-elected as the Prime Minister of the UK just in time for the Great Smog in London.
The Great Smog?
Yeah. There was this time in London where the air turned upside down. Just like they say in that Hamilton reference. Turned upside down. The air, like, fucked them over one day. And the weather, some shit happened. I'm not a Hunter Biden scientist.
I'm not a meteorologist.
But the air turned upside down.
The chimney sweepers stopped sweeping.
No, that was the thing. They didn't stop sweeping, and the factories also didn't stop pumping fucking noxious gases into the air.
They stopped singing while they were sweeping.
They stopped singing because they were choking to death. And so all the gases from the factories are filling the streets, and people are like fucking dying from this shit. Churchill was like, nah, that ain't happening. But don't go to the hospitals because it's bad over there right now. But everything's okay. You know what I mean? Just stay in your home.
Keep the gases going.
Keep the gas going. Yeah. But anyway, so Winston Churchill becomes president. The Great Fog happens. It was a very interesting time. And then despite Oppenheimer's warnings, the United States conducted its first hydrogen bomb test. Boom, baby.
It's like, please stop.
Please
hold this.
In the Pacific Ocean. Dropping it directly onto Marlon Brando's house this time.
That's right,
you know?
Yeah.
Go back and listen.
To be fair, go back and listen to that episode because that's amazing and hilarious.
They would bomb Marlon's atoll. They nuked Marlon Brando's atoll.
To be fair, we didn't even drop the biggest nuclear bomb of all time.
No, not the Moab.
That was those Reds. Those damn Reds. They destroyed an entire peninsula in the
Russians?
Arctic. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Their bomb was so stupidly, ridiculously big that the radiation covered the area of like this entire like 1,000-kilometer fucking...
The
diameter.
Shout out the Soviets. Best to ever do it.
Yeah, what you wouldn't call them exactly environmental. They weren't looking out for the environment.
Brother, we didn't know what the environment was back then.
But hey,
bro, this was like 5 years ago.
We're just dropping stuff.
Yeah. This was in Ukraine a month ago. Yeah.
I stopped liking the Russians when the Soviet Union fell, so.
Yeah. I hear you. You're Soviet Union.
Yeah, I'm
not Russia.
Yeah, I'm an OG fan, yeah.
You know, Putin's just trying to bring it back. So, like, I think he should just, Sounds like you're confused. I mean, you sounds was, like to me.
You liked them before they sold out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
before
yeah.
they got an album label.
Exactly. But they were label. Indie. I liked them when they were indie. Yeah,
dude. When they were just scrappy.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
brother. They were just losers.
When they were killing Nazis yeah, and dude. Fucking doing famine. You know what I mean?
Listen. Nazis world, and famine. Killing Nazis in World War II was the only good thing that the Russians did.
I love killing Nazis and I love doing famine.
Fuck yeah. Oh, and I love big bombs. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah. The bigger the bomb, the better.
As good as they were at killing Nazis, they were even better at killing their own people. Because
hell yeah, dude.
Yeah,
more people died in the Soviet Union from the 30s into the 40s than in the Holocaust.
Dude, let the famine ride.
Let it ride,
let
baby.
It ride, brother.
Now the Bolshevik Revolution and the famine, like they had like murder parties that would hunt out dissidents and political opposition.
Who doesn't love a murder party?
There's a picture of Drake in one of the murder parties.
Yeah,
it's framed. Just
I'm in a painting.
He's basically like Jack Nicholson in The Shining, he's got a picture from back in the day.
Let it ride.
You know, he's like, give me.
So
a
that's
beer
why
barking.
They honored this dude in Canada, and they thought he fought for the Ukraine army in World War II, but the Ukrainian army was a volunteer army for the SS.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, dude, some funny
so
shit in
like,
the world.
He's like being it honored, and he's like, "I was a fucking SS officer in Ukraine." Like,
it is the funniest shit in the world because they're like, "He's been fighting the Russians his entire life. He fought the Russians in World War II," and you're like,
"Wait a minute, of course,
who fought the Russians in World War II?"
Yikes,
you do
man.
Like a double take. You're like, wait, hold on, wait.
Yikes.
It's what I love most about this simulation is because, like, Occam's Razor really does apply. Like, anything can happen, will happen, and it's so entertaining.
The top grossing movie of 1952 was The Greatest Show on Earth, a movie about the circus directed by Cecil B. DeMille.
I think I've heard about that.
Yeah, it was,
The Greatest Show on Earth?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm just saying that. I have no idea. But I assume. And the top song of 1952 was Blue Tango by Leroy Anderson.
I thought you had your kind of radio DJ voice on there. And you're like, and song was Blue something from The Wonders.
Up next, The Doors. But most importantly here today, 1952 was the year that Marilyn began to feel the heat from some things she had done in the past.
She really stepped into being a blonde whore.
Yeah. Her blonde whoreness was really coming out in 1952. So Fox put her under this contract, and then they were like, hey, this thing came across our desk. And it's 1949 photo shoot that you did where your titties are out.
Mm-hmm.
We don't love that.
We don't love that.
Well,
we don't love that.
Well, we do love that.
Yeah,
but
we do. The men in this office love
the public.
That.
Our audience members might not like
well, this
that.
Is before the
but that's
can
not that's
shit.
Them. That's not us. So feel free to walk around.
Feel
you
free.
Know,
it's gotta be easy to erase shit back then.
No, so, baby. Once it gets printed, it's out.
You just burn it.
You know? I mean, you'd have to burn all the houses. Which
that's very true. You could buy back all those magazines. Yeah. A lot of them.
Orson Welles did that.
Yeah, do some book burning.
So did the Catholic
justice.
Church. Yep. Many times.
Hey, yep.
Several times, actually.
Do some book burning. It's never gone bad.
They thought the best strategy for her would just be to admit it. Tell the public that, you know, I was very broke and desperate at the time. Mm. I did some nudies.
Mm.
Here are my titties, you know. And that was true. She was broke. You know, she was Marilyn. So she was friends with Hedda Hopper, the Gollum the gossip columnist. Sorry. I also had a long
the
day.
The Gollum communist?
The Gollum. Precious. The gossip columnist Hedda Hopper declared her the cheesecake queen turned box office smash.
Dude, cheesecake sounds great right now.
Yeah, it does, right? But she and Hedda got ahead of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Got ahead of this thing. Hey! So Hedda Hopper comes out with this like, yeah, look, this is what happens to women. You know, she was young and desperate in the industry. She mm-hmm. couldn't get a role. She mm-hmm. had to show her boobs.
Yeah.
And now she is the the queen, you know?
Yeah.
Like, basically, she did. She,
because of her boobs.
Because of her boobs. Fuck yeah. Fuck it, man.
One of the reasons, for sure.
And then...
See, like, look at how much that benefit. Her boobs out drew people to want to see who she was
Absolutely.
And watch some movies. And then people discovered what a great talent she
Absolutely.
Was, too, you know? So it's like... I would say that is a, it's the first sex tape.
Yeah, for sure.
Without it being a full sex
and,
tape.
And, you know, I mean, who knows? Maybe, look, maybe it was on purpose. Who knows? Maybe she did have something to do with the release of those photos. Who knows? Maybe her fucking someone sent those to Fox or something. You know, like, they did call her shy. And they said, like, you're not sexy enough. You're too shy.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she was like, hey, send these bitches my fucking old photos that I took. Show them how sexy
here's,
I can be.
Yeah, here's
that is all alleged. That is just, what do we call it? What do we call it when we do the murder episode?
Baseless conjecture.
Yes, conjecture. Just baseless conjecture, but maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Who knows?
But who knows?
One of these
But
days.
Hedda Hopper was helping her. Maybe Hedda Hopper did it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Hedda Hopper was helping her. Spin this story.
Yeah.
And then Hedda Hopper got her an interview with Life magazine.
Oh yeah.
And they interviewed Marilyn and they were like, what do you think of these photos coming out? And she was like,
so you're gonna be like, what do you think of these titties?
What do you think of these boobs?
I love them.
I love them, Jack. So they were but they were calling her the talk of Hollywood. And they said in the interview, what did you have on during the photo shoot? Which was dumb. We all saw the photo shoot. She was naked. So she said, the radio. And that was... That was like the headline. That was like fucking, you know, like Marilyn is becoming Marilyn now. People are like, that girl's clever.
Hey, I like the jokes.
I like the jokes.
I like them titties, but I like them jokes more.
She got big cans, she's got nice gams, and she's got the jokes. All right, we're going to see her in the theater tomorrow, and All About Eve, and I'm all about them titties. And so this blows her up. All the women in America felt sympathetic to her owning up to the nudes, and all the men were, of course, in need of rowboats to get out of the movie theater now, you know, because there's so much cum in the theater is what I'm saying.
I like them titties.
I like them titties.
My brain just went to, like, a 1950s barbershop All About Them Titties song. All about them titties, all about them titties. Yeah.
All about them titties, girl.
JFK's like, I like them titties.
I like the titties. We did the titties not because it is easy,
but because the nipples are hot.
Hey, you finished my sentence. So she's kind of this overnight sensation now. You know, she's becoming a star, but this really sends her over the top. She is now fucking Marilyn Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
We are now in the Marilyn times.
Yep.
We are like who we know as Marilyn. We're here now.
Cool.
You know.
We're in the Marilyn era.
Yes, we are in the Marilyn era. Not because it is easy. We already did that joke 5 seconds ago. She certainly owned her new reputation as America's sex symbol. She kind of had no choice. You know, the pictures are out there. But this also landed her getting typecast.
Uh-huh.
Dumb blonde whore. Dumb blonde whore number three. So in 1952, number one, baby. One day I'll be number one, but now you're dumb blonde whore number three. So in 1952, she was cast in We're Not Married. That's the name of the movie.
Love
Her
it.
Role as a beauty pageant contestant was created solely to present Marilyn in two bathing suits. They created a whole for this woman. The writer, Nuna Lee Johnson, by the way, last name Johnson, nice. He wrote in this character for Marilyn just to be in bathing suits for the movie.
They might as well have just called it A Ring Don't Cover No Holes. What?
What? Yeah, they're like, hey, if we get Marilyn Monroe in here in a bathing suit.
I don't care what she does, but she's going to be wearing a bathing suit.
Yeah.
I don't care what she says, but put her in a suit.
Put her in a suit. It's going to sell. We sell it, baby. In Howard Hawks' Monkey Business, that also was, she was cast as dumb blonde whore in that. She acted opposite Cary Grant, like a big fucking role here. Yeah. This was where she was like really becoming. Mm-hmm. She's how would I compare this? I always compare it to Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah,
because like,
he's our god. Yeah.
Well, Timothée Chalamet honestly is. He is the classic version of a young movie star that is just getting put in the biggest fucking box office pictures.
He's our DiCaprio.
He really is. As far as fame goes, I'm not saying talent or anything like that.
I'm saying talent.
No, but how dare you?
I know. But as far as fame goes,
I can't trust either of your tastes anymore.
He's fucking a Jenner. He's piping it down.
That has nothing to do with acting talent.
Hey, but he's becoming. There's nothing to do. Nothing to do with acting talent.
Have you seen Dune?
I liked him in Dune. I'm not saying I don't like him. I do like him as an actor and as like a kid, a personality. I like all those younger videos of him being so silly in high school. Like that's fucking that's fucking hilarious.
Have you seen?
It's like yes, you were a musical theater nerd too, like me. Great.
Have
awesome.
You seen him on SNL with Pete Davidson?
He was incredible.
Yeah,
he was incredible.
I don't doubt it, but like,
have you seen
Leo?
Him?
It's impossible to gauge because Leo already has such a record and. And like by the time Timothy gets to Leo's age, Leo gonna be like tired or like super
old. Have you seen my boy Timmy on the one where he got molested?
Right. In every room in Warner Brothers is what you're talking about. Bringing the money man.
Yeah, that's a weekly thing. Daily.
Call me by my name, little Timmy.
Have you seen my boy Timmy in Lady Bird? Have you seen my boy Timmy in Call Me by Your Name? Have you seen my boy Timmy in
They called him Lady
Little
Bird.
Women?
They called him Little Woman in the Warner Brothers office, actually, when they had him bent over the fucking...
That's why he's always got that long hair.
Yeah.
James, you better look out, bro. Your hair's looking very Chalamet.
Yo, if I get Chalamet's career, fuck my asshole to death.
Oh, it will be. You just manifest it. Oh, it will... You don't put that out on tape, bro. Some exec somewhere, you know we got execs listening to this. They're going to be like, James, you so pretty with that long hair I can grab
pretty
onto.
Boy. It's like prison. Hollywood is prison roles. They're clanging.
Grab your ankles.
They're clanging the rails as we're coming down Sunset Boulevard with their coffee mugs.
It's
like,
really just
boy,
really,
you pretty.
It's really just an office. It's a long office.
Yeah.
With everybody in suits comes
William
to
Morris
their doors.
Endeavor, they're fucking clanging. Welcome, pretty boy. Welcome to the
Everybody standing
endeavor.
Up in their cubicles like, yeah. Ooh, he think he fancy.
He coming into my office next, baby.
We got young bud. Virgin. Virgin.
You got your pockets pulled out walking into William Morris Endeavor. Your agent is holding onto your pockets.
We
like,
are
it's my
never
bitch.
Getting signed anything.
No, fuck that. We don't need to be. Anyway, she was in Howard Hawks' Monkey Business, speaking of, in which she acted opposite Cary Grant. Big role here. Cary fucking Grant. She played a big dumb blonde whore, and she definitely didn't shy away from the sexiness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She was asked to be the Grand Marshal of the Miss America pageant parade because she did this movie about pageants and shit.
Grand Marshals.
The Grand Marshal, and she wore this really, like, cleavage-y dress, looking hot as fuck, and she told gossip columnist Earl Winston... that she usually wore no underwear with these dresses, which at the time in 1952, if you say, like, I'm not wearing underwear, again, like, a New Orleans-style flood of cum, like, destroys the city. You know what I mean? So they were having to deal with that. That was a big problem.
She was the polar opposite sex symbol of Elvis. Like, Elvis was the guy for all the girls. Marilyn Monroe was the girl for all the guys.
That's a good way of putting it.
Like, as far as, like, what was pop culture at that time? Like, who was the top celebrity?
Yeah, and,
like,
they ever fuck?
Who, Elvis and Marilyn?
Nah, she was too old for him.
The fact, she was too old for him, and also, like, the fact that we're sitting here now means that that never happened because the world would have ended at that moment. You know, that guy died when he came into Marilyn Monroe. If Elvis Presley came into Marilyn Monroe, the world would have died all at the same time and we would be gone.
Cum explosion.
Yeah, cum explosion, dude. The big cum explosion in 1952. It would have been, he would have come more than he had shit built up in his body when he died on the toilet. You know,
that's why they could never get him to do a picture together.
He was like, "We can't do it, baby. World will end. This ain't meant to be.
We have a
caught in a trap. I can't walk back."
Nobody on set would be able to get anything done. You'd have Marilyn Monroe and Elvis there. Like, all the women would be infatuated by him, and all the men would be infatuated by her.
Yeah.
The director would, like, forget to call cut and, like, action and shit. And, like, everybody's just staring off into the things, two humans.
I'll
even
come.
All the extras and shit.
I'll come in your trap. All right, anyway. Fucking welcome back to Film History, everyone.
Welcome back to Cumsplosion.
Welcome back to the Cumsplosion episode. By the end of the year, another gossip columnist, we've talked about a lot of them, Floribel Muir, a gossip columnist.
Like the original Perez Hilton.
We should do an episode.
yeah, exactly.
We should do an episode on the history of paparazzi.
Oh, fuck
yes.
Yeah, hell yeah, fuck yeah, hell yeah.
I agree.
That shit started in Italy. That's why it's called paparazzi.
Oh, yeah. That's why it's all Italian.
They would
shit.
Really go crazy in paparazzi Italy. They really? Would, they would fucking let, they would like kill you.
Really?
Like, this celebrity's dead now. We don't know how. We don't know what happened to him.
Hey, a bobbity boobity.
Hey, a bobbity boobity. I was just there. Grazie, Italy. Oh, yeah. Thanks for being so fucking cheap. Cheap bastards.
Still recovering from World War II.
Yeah. I rode a train from World War II. And
that would buy the new sense.
Yeah, there were still soldiers on there.
They were like, fascism did not work out.
I rode on a train that Joe Biden celebrated his 50th birthday on in World War II. You know what I'm saying?
I thought you were going to say you rode on a train that carried reinforcements from Germany.
A lot of swastikas in that train. So by the end of the year, gossip columnist Floribel Muir named Monroe the It Girl of 1952.
Oh, yeah.
Claire Bow. Yeah. She made the mold, baby. Now Marilyn's filling it.
She was in It.
That's right. And they were filling her. They were
filling
Marilyn's her mold.
Breaking it.
She's breaking the mold. Yeah, with that
going
booty.
Going beyond.
With that booty, ain't no mold going to hold up.
Yeah. Claire Bow had a... I mean, they both had tragic ends, but... You know,
all these people did.
Yeah. I don't know. That's the end of that thought, I guess.
Dude, that's why we gotta do Chris. That's why we gotta do Christopher Lee, because he does not have a tragic end. He has got a heroic end. He lived until he was like fucking 89.
We have to end the entire show with him. Then we only do tragic endings here, brother. Say yes to death.
Yeah. It's
say
Halloween.
Yes to life, say yes to death. It's Halloween. Yeah, happy Halloween, by the way, everyone. Fuck, we
I'm
should
sure
be doing
a horror
episode.
Sure, this will be like the 30th by the time this goes out.
Christopher Lee was a horror icon, just saying.
Merry Christmas, everyone. So she does begin to grow weary of her It Girl thing, though. You know, this is once again, Marilyn's sick of being typecast. She's no longer the dumb blonde whore. And now she no longer wants to be the It Girl. She doesn't want to just be the popular hot chick, you know, she wants to be taken seriously and show her fucking range, you know what I mean? So she had begun taking acting classes with Michael Chekhov and a mime named Lottie Gosler soon after beginning this Fox contract.
The Glizzy Gobbler?
She's taking mime lessons from the Glizzy Gobbler.
She's like, that's all she did for her acting classes was dye her hair brown and take mime lessons.
She's like, I can't get out of this box.
I'll be the brunette dumb whore.
But she took a role in Clash by Night with Barbara Stanwyck.
Who?
Barbara Stanwyck.
Okay.
Barbara Stanwyck.
Okay.
If you cut that part in, it'd be really weird.
Could loop that and make a fucking techno track.
Barbara Stanwyck. But no, Barbara Stanwyck is, at the time, she was like the heaviest hitter dramatic actress of all time at the time. She was the biggest movie star in the world. She was like Angelina Jolie of the 50s.
Okay.
So Marilyn gets this movie with her.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? She played a worker at a fish cannery.
No.
So to prepare, she went down to Monterey and actually worked at a real fish cannery.
The real Daniel Day-Lewis of her time.
That's right. She was doing some method, baby.
I wanna figure out what it's like to camp fish.
Yeah, what's it like?
That's what she knows. She's probably just like, I just need an excuse to detox from Hollywood
a
month.
Yes, like, get me away from my agent for like 1 second so I can get off of all the barbiturates.
Sit by the ocean. I don't care. I smell like fish. Oh, God, fuck.
She loved it. She loved it. Apparently, like, she really loved working at a fish cannery. Like, there were people who, like, she made friends with all of her coworkers.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, sure. She seemed like she wanted this life over her
stability, like, yeah, routine.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. She was showing up on time, which yeah. she never showed up on time.
I'm telling
and,
you,
on
she had to have been sober. Yeah. And she had to have just been like
yeah.
head down. And she, but it's a life that she's never lived
yeah.
or experienced.
There
so
is there is an allure to becoming normal. A shoe cobbler.
Right.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
For sure.
Like you yearn for the shoe cobbling of Italy, and cannery is the same thing.
No, a little different, I think. Because like shoe cobbling is like an artistry, and it's like a craftsmanship thing where you have to like study under like an apprentice to show you like all the little tricks and like technique mm. and stuff, whereas like canning is just like you're on autopilot, like you yeah. show up, you go to the factory, you just punch mm. in, do some mundane thing for hours, you get your break, and then you just go home.
We
but
all...
like it's not bad, it's not mm. good, it's like blah, it's like whatever.
We all whip ourselves into a frenzy mm. to become this like greater thing,
mm-hmm.
and then when it starts to happen, we freak the fuck out,
yeah,
and the rest of our life is just stress mm-hmm. and expectations
yeah.
and other people making decisions for you. And I think we yearn for the mine.
I yearn for the cobble. Yeah.
We yearn for
I yearn
the
cobble.
We yearn to just go back to the mine, go back to the cannery.
Give me the mine.
Yeah.
Give me the cobbling. I yearn to cobble.
We can't, brother.
I want to cobble.
We got to say yes to life. So she's canning. She's doing good. She got positive reviews for this movie as well, her performance. She got a role in Don't Bother to Knock, another serious role where she played a mentally deranged babysitter. So she's doing her thing. She's like really acting now. She's fucking...
A mentally deranged babysitter.
Fucking kids! Fucking kids!
That sounds yeah. like an awesome... horror movie.
Hell
or
yeah.
something.
Dude, she could be very scary. She could. She did. I'll talk
oh,
about
wait,
it.
Oh, wait, you're
bit.
Telling me she had some darkness in her?
Yeah.
Did she have
exactly,
some demons in her?
Exactly.
Who had this horrible childhood and the insane mother and
yes,
like,
exactly.
Or, that was Claire LeBeau had the insane mother, wasn't it?
Oh, but Marilyn too.
Both?
Marilyn's mother tried to kill
something
her.
In that formula.
Marilyn
yeah,
tried Marilyn
right.
had two attempted murders
that's
on
right,
her
yeah.
body on her life before she was like 6 years old.
Yeah,
everybody
go,
tried to kill
go
her.
Go check out the show, Film History is a Film. They go way into it. It's like crazy good.
Yeah, those guys are super sexy too.
Yeah, it's like
they're
like,
filled with cum.
Yeah, they're filled with cum. They do incredible research. Funny as fuck. Can't recommend it more.
I can't recommend it more. Heard about these folks.
Yeah, yeah. I done heard about these boys. But of course, you know, Marilyn was she cray cray. So she had already become known for being a total pain in the fucking ass to work with. She's always late if she showed up at all. She was showing up wasted.
I hate that. I really do. That frustrates the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Be she, there. Be on time.
She's
and,
crazy.
Yeah, be sober.
But also, we're in a new generation, my friend. Even this dates back to just the 90s.
Yeah, yeah. It was very, like, acceptable. Yes. In the 50s. I mean, it's like Mad Men day. So,
yeah.
Like, it wasn't...
Showing up late and drunk was like, well, that's what we're dealt with. Like, I mean, because mainly... Really what it was the studio system was so much different. It all went up to one fucking guy. You go to Jack Warner, and you're like, this actress showed up late and drunk on set. And he's like, okay, well, she's the biggest draw in fucking Hollywood.
Yeah.
And then he would throw you out of the window, you know? And so... Like,
it's just so disrespectful to the rest of your cast. Like,
of course.
Like everyone else is there on time, sober, there. You can be hungover, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like...
Yeah,
know.
But fuck them. It's
fuck
not,
them.
It's not called the whatever, whatever.
That's right.
The psycho baby killer with
yeah.
rest of cast. It's called psycho babysitter with Marilyn fucking Monroe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It ain't the Patton Oswalt show, all right? It's the fucking... I don't know. I'm trying to think of like people who are... Not shit. Fuck you, Patton Oswalt.
I haven't heard of Patton Oswalt in so long.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Exactly. That's why
yeah,
it's not his show.
This isn't the late, late show with Fuck McGee. It's the late, late show with James Corden,
damn
all right?
Right?
Don't put respect right. on the James Corden name.
Fucking right.
Hey, by the way, are late shows just dead?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Yes, kill them.
Yeah.
Like, when the kill after
him.
The writer's strike, is anybody
there.
Watching any of them
No one's
at
watching
all?
Before. Get rid of them.
I think everybody has just accepted that these are not a part of
when
our
the
life
last,
anymore.
When
and
the last boomer dies, no one will watch a late show
they're
again.
They're a fucking front
yeah.
anyway. How the fuck? fuck are you paying Jimmy Kimmel $60 million a year? There's no fucking way
that's dumb,
that is making
money
back.
But that's just because
back.
Of eyeballs and time slot and stuff. But
advertising.
But there's two eyeballs on it now,
well,
and
now,
she's sitting in a hospital,
sure,
and her name is Gladys,
CBS
and she's
is
dead.
Playing on every retirement home screen in America. You
yeah,
know
but they're
mean?
All dead. They're not even watching.
I mean, the advertisers
like,
don't know that.
They got like 10 or 20 years. And then,
yeah. It is being watched by thousands of corpses.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
They're all dead.
Every hospital room in America is playing
think,
the late
I don't
late
think
show.
The, I don't think the, I think the ratings are down. I think definitely their YouTube and all that shit is like super
doing
low.
Way better.
Stuff.
The
think.
Show is being drowned out by the beeping of the heart monitor.
They're
yeah,
probably
they
doing
like,
better on YouTube than they are on actual cable.
Their clips on YouTube have like between 150 and 300,000 like views.
Ain't
like
shit.
Sometimes 400.
Drake's got yeah, more than they, that when he gets drunk on
maybe
his stream.
Maybe if there's
yeah.
like a celebrity, there's like over
Mr.
a mil.
Mr. Beast takes a shit on those numbers.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. And like
Mr.
Even,
Beast
dude,
comes on those numbers.
Podcasts. So many podcasts have more fucking listens to per episode than just that. Yeah.
Mr.
So
Beast
like,
used those numbers as a butt plug.
It's very funny to me. I don't know why we...
So anyway,
Mr. Beast uses those numbers for his enema.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He squirts
well,
it up in
he's
his
taking
whatever
our
he's doing.
Squirts it up
it's
in his fucking,
fucking
asshole.
Right, power to you, Mr. Beast. Is that why they call him Mr. Beast? Because the beast taking
maybe
it up
that's
his ass?
The name of my new car, Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast.
So I can fuck it every
it's
night.
It's not gonna give away free shit, so I don't know.
Oh, it will,
Mr. Beast.
All free shit you don't want.
Mr.
Here's
Beast.
A flat tire. There's an engine valve breaking.
If you're listening, Mr. Beast, you can psychologically torture me for like 10 grand. Like, just do whatever you want to me. Just fucking enema my corpse. I don't care.
Yeah, if you're listening
me
to me,
10
Mr.
Grand.
Beast.
That's not fun for anybody except you.
If you're listening to me, Mr. Beast, you can fuck me for money.
Torture me on camera, Mr.
I'll
Beast.
I'll be a big
please.
Dumb whore. I'll be big, your big dumb blonde whore.
I'll be your big blonde
I'm
dumb
Marilyn
whore.
Monroe. I just became an artist. So speaking of Marilyn Monroe, she was also like, she was one of those, she was never happy with her performance. I need another fucking take, you know, one more take. Take number
100.
It'd
be a lot easier if you were sober, miss.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, yum, yum, gang, gang. So much so where she had to bring her acting coaches, Natasha Lyttes and then Paula Strasberg
Paul
to
Giamatti?
Set with her. And now, as you can imagine, like, in between takes, she's going to her fucking acting coaches, and she's like, how is that? How is that what I do? And they're like, I think you could put some more of a spin on that one, Marilyn.
Give me another line of that white stuff.
Do you have a barbiturate enema for me?
Yeah. So this led to her chronic insomnia, which led her going deeper down the drug rabbit hole. The good old mix, barbiturates to sleep, amphetamines to wake up.
I can't sleep because it's when I dream, and when I dream is when all of the nightmares come back. It's not dreams in my happy place. It's memories from the sad place.
What is that from?
I don't know. I just made it up.
Oh, my God. Damn, that's genius.
It's from Film History, the History of Film.
Yes. Cut me asking what that's from. That was genius. That was amazing.
Sad place.
Sad place. I don't like to dream about the sad place. Daddy made me an artist. This was all within 1952, by the way.
It's going in our stage
this was
play.
This was all within a fucking year.
Hell of a year.
They all used to have like a fucking year.
It like crescendos. They keep getting bigger, but then it just cuts out.
And then they die. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In 1953, Marilyn booked.
Died.
Not yet. JFK wasn't done with her yet.
Like, she get to like the 60s. Yeah. You know,
JFK
right?
was still using her like a cum sock at this point.
What year
he wasn't
did
done
she
yet.
Die?
Oh, man. 60, you know, she's still alive out there. Okay.
Make up your mind. You can't kill her or is she still alive? You can't
she's
be
still
both.
Alive, baby, but JFK killed her.
Loving our nut.
Killed her clone? Yeah. What are you guys
The reason I'm just skirting around the issue that I don't know when she died exactly because I haven't gotten there yet. Spoiler alert. I don't want to spoil the audience here. They don't know where Marilyn died. I don't want to, you know. Spoil
it's
her.
Okay. I didn't know either. That's why I asked. Still, don't feel guilty about not knowing. I mean, you only wrote the shit, but that's all right.
What I'm looking for.
So in 1953, she books one of my favorite movies of hers, When you do go watch All About Eve, you also got to watch this movie. It's like one of the Maryland staples, Niagara. Have you seen this shit?
No, but I remember like the cover. I remember seeing a poster or something for it.
Niagara like the falls?
Yeah, Niagara Falls. It is this movie. So fucking good. Marilyn and her, you know, Marilyn's character and her husband, they go on a honeymoon to Niagara Falls, and it is all about this murder plot. She's trying to kill her husband, but make it look like an accident type of shit.
Oh, and cool.
And he fell into the falls?
Hey, no spoilers.
No spoilers, brother.
Oh, what are you going to go to Niagara Falls and poison somebody? Like, what the fuck is that? Get like, the fuck out of here, writers. Like,
this,
no way.
Take this barrel ride and
Don't
poke your head out.
I'm going to go to Niagara Falls and fall down some stairs. That's how I'm going to do.
That's the twist.
That's the movie.
That's the twist.
Go watch this fucking movie. She should have gotten an Oscar for it. I think she's incredible. She was perfect for it. She just like, it's this like, the webs we weave, you know, type of movie.
Yeah. I love that.
She's perfect for it. And it's incredible. I think she worked at a cannery to get ready for it, you know, and she killed a bunch of people at the cannery.
Yeah.
She was a Niagara Falls tour boat captain.
She went straight down the Niagara Falls with her tour boat.
Learned how to cobble for this.
She was the only tour boat in Niagara Falls that would bring you down the waterfall in the boat. Especially if you were anybody's husband. She does Niagara. Amazing movie. So fucking good. This pissed off a lot of women's organizations at the time. There was a shot in the movie that is this like 30-second long shot. It's very famous, or it was very famous.
Of her titties?
It was not her titties, but it was her hips. Mm-hmm. It was this shot of her hips swaying. And it was used in all the marketing for the film. Like, every trailer for this movie had this scene, this 30-second, you know, quote-unquote long shot of her just walking and her hips are swaying. And all of these women organizations are like, she's a whore. She's a dumb blonde whore. You know?
I love it.
Love it. And, of course, she gets more famous from this. You know, men are, once again, rowboating out of the theater and come.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying it was immoral of her. And she's teaching our daughters to...
Jealous-ass Karens.
Yeah, jealous-ass Karens. And then she doubled down in 1953. She did Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. And this is where she sang...
Great movie.
Great fucking movie. This is where she sang Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Was that a James Bond theme song at some point?
No, that's Diamonds Are Forever.
Oh.
Same
diamond, different song.
Yeah. Same diamond.
Same but different.
Same but.
Same but different.
She also, in 1953, did How to Marry a Millionaire, which is another great movie. This was just like her fucking being Marilyn time.
She's on a run.
You know, she's on the run, baby. She is Timothy Chalamet-ing it up.
Yep.
Part
she's the Timmy of her day.
And
come
then,
on, Timmy.
And then this, is, this was... Timmy. Yeah, I wish Timmy Chalamet would say that. Timmy.
And part of live action.
Part of the marketing for Gentlemen Prefer Blondes was Marilyn and Jane Russell, another one of Fox's big blonde bombshells. They were going with like a blonde bombshell, you know, run here. They got Jane Russell, they got Marilyn Monroe. There are these blonde women with big boobs, and it's we're churning them out, baby. And part of the marketing for Gentlemen Prefer Blondes was they did their hands in the concrete at the Grauman's Chinese Theater.
That's right.
By the way, real quick aside, I went to Grauman's Chinese Theater recently to go watch a movie, and I was heartbroken.
Why?
That place has gone to the wolves.
What do you mean?
It is now... Okay, the interior is all good. It is preserved... Thank God, thank Christ, thank the Hollywood gods.
Uh-huh.
The exterior.
Thank God or Christ in Hollywood. Thank
Satan. The interior is immaculate. It's still good. The exterior is fucking like club music playing like you're going into the goddamn Abbey. And you got to line up on the sidewalk just to go in the theater. You can't go in ahead of time and buy snacks and shit. You line up on the sidewalk, And there's fucking like armed security guards outside making sure that no one goes and buys M&Ms before 10 minutes before the movie.
That's not what that's for. That's for the crime. That's for the crime that occurs on Hollywood in broad day. Don't you remember, like, we were going to record, it was like 3 months ago, 4 months ago or something, and you guys were here, and I was like 30 minutes late, and I got here, I pulled up at like 7:15, by the time I parked, it was like 7:30 or 7:25 or something.
Yeah.
And I had walked from like two blocks away to here, and it was when I was driving around looking for a spot is the time when somebody got shot in the face on Hollywood and Highland on the boulevard.
Yeah.
Over like
it happens.
Some bar fight or something.
Bullet burgers. Yeah, you know. Murder burgers.
But I'm just saying, like, they don't, that security guard is not preventing people from stealing snacks. They're protecting that line from getting shot in the face.
He doesn't have to be such a dick.
Protect the line, brother.
He doesn't have to be such a dick.
Hold the line, brother.
No, that's what it was like. It was like I was trying to go see a movie in a World War One trench.
Yeah.
It was like,
you should have felt right at home then.
Yeah, I mean, I did. Don't get me wrong. It's just a wrong time, wrong place. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I was in war, brother.
Facing the wrong direction.
Yeah, yeah.
It was English speaking. That reminds you of the enemy.
They would actively shoot at us to get us back in line for the theater. You need to
go see a German movie.
I see nothing wrong with this. I think that they're doing God's work.
Damn. They had machine guns trained on us in case we went in for a skittle.
That's the Lord's will.
You know,
that's the Lord's will.
They were like, if anyone goes in for a skittle, you will be shot. And like spotlights were like shining over us. We were handcuffed. And the machine guns were trained on us.
Yeah, they're just trying to get you in the mood for Oppenheimer. They're just like, here's the energy around the time.
That is what I saw. I did see Oppenheimer in there.
Yeah. They were like, here's the energy.
They dropped an atom bomb nearby just to show us they mean business.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, if anyone tries to go.
If you were there for like Lord of the Rings, they would have had like orcs patrolling. You know,
right.
If you were there for Barbie, they would have had like gays putting sprinkles on you.
I would have loved some World War II guards. So anyway, Marilyn Monroe.
Just shout out to that episode.
1953. Wait, what episode? Which one?
The Western Hulk on the Western Front.
Oh, yeah,
remember
hell
we did
yeah.
Episode on that?
Yeah, man, I remember that. Shout out to...
Shout out to the show, dude.
Shout out to Kevin Costner's divorce. It's 1953, and this thing happens. Not a lot of people know about this, but everyone knows about this. So Marilyn Monroe...
What?
Yeah, not a lot of people know, but everyone knows. So Marilyn Monroe is... Let me grab another beer.
Hold Dude,
up.
Cancel the show.
Cancel the show. Wait a minute. Film history story. This is a story meant for film history.
The history of film. So Marilyn Monroe is becoming a movie star.
Of film.
And someone, there's this guy out there at the time in 1953, and he is doing his own deep dive into Maryland. Not like JFK was, but like a research type of thing. JFK is doing like a dick deep dive, like fucking her, you know, half to death. But there was this other guy who was doing a deep dive into the information of Marilyn Monroe, and his name was Hugh Hefner.
Ah.
Hugh was...
What's he doing?
He was trying to get this new magazine going.
Whoa.
He had this concept for a magazine, a gentleman's magazine.
Never heard of it.
With you'll hear about it. I'll tell you all
okay,
about it.
Okay,
all right. And he's trying to get it off the ground. He's going to call it Playboy.
Oh, and that's a name.
It's going to be titties, articles, and titties.
Mm-hmm. Did it catch on?
It got kind of successful.
Okay,
it did.
All right, all right.
Some people, you know, like my dad definitely subscribed, you know.
Also, like, what a... odd choice for a name. Like Hustler, I get. Penthouse, I get. But like Playboy, Like, Playboy. Is it a boy playing with yourself? Like,
was,
playing with
well,
boy?
It was an what? Old school Why? Term. It was no. an old school term.
Playboy, like, yeah,
it was
like
a man who was
asunder.
Yeah, yeah. We still use the term Playboy.
Yeah, Playboy.
My mind is asunder.
Yep. Nowadays, Playboy is different. It's like, what up, Playboy? Like, nowadays, it's like, you're about to get killed.
Yeah.
You know, you're about to get shot in the fucking asshole.
Back then.
So, Hugh Hefner was trying to get this new magazine off the ground called Playboy. And he needed someone very naked and very famous to get it popping. So,
I know a famous naked person.
I know a famous naked person. He knew about the Marilyn nudes.
Well, she did? Already did it once. What, like a good drug
dealer. Oh, shit.
Like a good drug dealer.
She didn't even need to do it again. She only did it once.
So she was reprinted those.
Boom.
That's awesome.
Just like the rest of the world, he knew that the calendar company that had taken the pictures of Marilyn, they still had the rights to these photos.
She's brilliant. She monetized and capitalized on those nude pictures three or four different ways.
Was she even aware
Arguably,
that these were going to get redistributed? Or
no. Okay. That's the thing. So apparently, again, there are... Okay, look. This could go two ways.
Mm-hmm.
Did she...
No.
Or didn't she?
No, she didn't.
I don't think she did either.
I don't think she did either.
That's the most common thing.
Are
is
you
that
taking
not...
away for her strategic intelligence as a powerful businesswoman?
Yeah, I think she got fucked out of more money and out of like more like and also put in a bad light.
Yeah.
I think she was.
When Marilyn took those photos.
I disagree.
She was paid $50 to do the shoot.
Any press is good press.
And Hef.
Scandalous press is great press.
That's interesting. Hugh Hefner paid $500 for the pictures. She got paid $50. He paid $500 for them from the calendar company. Through the old inflation calculator, which is the first time in a month that we've done the old inflation calculator.
10 times the amount you made the first time.
Yes, exactly. He paid the equivalent of $5,700 for photos that she was paid $570 to do. Mm-hmm. He slapped a picture of her from the 1952 Miss America pageant parade in her cleavagey, no underwear dress. He slapped that on the cover, and then her nudes from the calendar were the centerfold. Centerfold, mm-hmm. remember, Playboy centerfold. It's mm-hmm. one my dad used to jack off to, and all mm-hmm. of our dads did. Mm-hmm. You know, your grandfather.
Mm-hmm. His grandfather before him. His yeah. grandfather before him.
So the magazine sold 50,000 copies as soon as it came out. This was like in the course of a weekend, this thing sells 50,000 copies. 50 cents a pop. That is $25,000 that Playboy made immediately. And through the old inflation calculator once again, that's $285,000, which Marilyn apparently did not see a
dime
fucking
of.
Red cent of.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sucks.
And that is where we will end.
Damn.
Part four.
Damn.
Yep. Part five is going to be the finale. We're going to talk about Joe DiMaggio. We're going to talk about Arthur Miller because she was also married to that guy.
Talking about Arthur Morgan.
Mm-hmm. Lady. We're going to talk about the rest of her career and her murder by the bare hands of John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, he strangled her to death.
He strangled her to death, and he shot her in the head while he was strangling her.
And then he went on the news. He was like, I'm John F. Kennedy, and I just killed Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, I didn't do it because it was easy.
I did it because it was hard.
It was hard. My dick is what I'm talking about. Deb, where can they find you?
I don't know. Out of space? I'm gonna plug a show before I plug any of my stuff that started that I really like that everybody should go check out and listen to. It's called Word to the Witch.
Ooh.
And it's hosted by a very knowledgeable esoteric lady named Florida Witch on Instagram. Her name's Lindsay, but she's a I don't know how to describe her. Like a mystic path. They're only like three. Actually, the third episode like just came out, and I haven't had a chance to listen to it. But episode one was good. I mean, they're on Spotify and YouTube and all the platforms. But it's number two is really good. She's engaged to a rapper named Caskey. He's awesome. He's really, really good lyricist. He's from Orlando, but he's like been pretty popular for the last like decade or something.
I've been
yeah.
And it's with this episode is with the two of them, and I love it.
Crossover.
And yeah, if we could get them, I don't know if they would want to. We would maybe like do a thing where they pick some movies that are in their vein.
Witchy, The Craft.
They would probably do The Craft. I don't know. They would do whatever. Anyways, they're awesome. They're very entertaining, very knowledgeable. And that particular episode, they talked a lot about like the Barbenheimer and Barbie and Oppenheimer and it's interesting and good and effective to hear good, I think, like, well thought out opinions and from a wise perspective of a woman and the divine feminine. And he's on there because he's dope and he's great. But anyways, I like the balance that all of her guests and co-hosts have. That's pretty dope.
I love that. Where's the witch?
Go follow.
Shout out.
Florida Witch. And if you need to search for, you know, just type it in Instagram. Yeah, that's it. I'm not gonna plug myself. So,
well, if you'd like to find me, I'll tell you where you can find me first. You can no longer find me on Twitter or X because I deleted my account.
How dare you? I'm only on X now.
Your Twitter account is an X account?
Yeah, it's my X Twitter, yeah.
Yum,
delete
yum.
My account.
Gang, gang.
Delete my account. It was a hard decision, but it's not the app I loved, and it was time to bury it. And
that's how I did my wife.
I will build my empire upon the ashes that is Blue Sky whenever they want to get out of fucking beta. But until then, you can find me on Threads. But more importantly, you can find me on Twitch at Drake Cummings. You can find me on TikTok, Hollywood Drake. I stream every day, Monday through Friday, for 14 hours a day. So if it's a time that you're awake, I'm probably streaming. And then on YouTube at Drake Cummings, then everywhere else, just type my name in, see what comes up.
Hell yeah. You can find me at James Wyatt Scott or Jamie DeLoy on X, depending on where you're looking for me. Probably don't look on X, though, because
X gonna give it to
you. X gonna give it to you.
Search on Triple X.
Yeah, search on Triple X. Just, you can find me on Pornhub under Big Dick Cheney. You can also find me wearing no underwear at the Miss America Parade.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Is that a good one?
Sure.
Is that funny enough?
I like it.
Should I come up with another one?
Oh, that's good.
Find me under Pornhub with the username X Blonde Whore.
You can find me being an X Blonde Whore, a dumb blonde whore. And this has been Film History.
The History of Film.
You know what I'm talking about!